Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This week was somewhat of a transition week here on the ranch. The post hole diggers were taken out of the back of the mighty Ranger, and the axe and pitchfork were put in. If I had used the post hole digger with the same frequency that I will be using the axe in coming months, the fences on Pinecrest Ranch would be in a lot better shape. You folks that don't have to get out this morning, enjoy burrowing in under those blankets for just a little longer, and while I'm pulling on my Carhartts to head out and work up a sweat, breaking ice on a bunch of those USDA-approved 11-foot stock tanks, you can hunker down and enjoy a poem by my friend Yvonne Hollenbeck from up in Clearfield, South Dakota, with a poem she has titled, "The Best Gift I've Had in Years."
Another stressful thing on living on the ranch is deals with finances. And with Christmas coming up, it makes me think, you know, my husband and I quit getting each other gifts a long time ago. But last year, he bought me a present. And it was so special that I wrote a poem about it. It's called "The Best Gift I've Had in Years." When you're married to a rancher and you make your living off of cattle, you have to make the dollars stretch, because saving's half the battle. And one thing we cut years ago was gifts for one another. With kids to raise and bills to pay, there was no extra for each other. But last year, I was a bit surprised. Hubby said, "My dear, the cattle market's up a bit. How about a gift this year?" He said to drop a hint or two of what I'd like to have, because he was headed into winter to buy some grain for calves. Well, there's a jewelry store on Main Street with rings of every kind, and I'd seen one in the window that was imprinted on my mind. So I told him he would see it in a window in a store on a corner there on Main Street. And I hinted even more. I said, "It's round and it's shiny, and I've wanted one for ages, and this one is on special. It won't take a whole month's wages." I told him it was silver because he's a little colorblind, and I sure don't need a big one. If it's small, I will not mind. I just knew that it'd be special. Tears welled in my eyes. I just could not wait till Christmas to get my special prize. And imagine my excitement when Christmas finally come. No gift from him for 20 years, and he finally bought me one. Well, before he went to get the gift, he said to me, "My dear, it was more than I intended to spend on you this year, but I know how bad you wanted it, and you deserve the best one, hon." They had them in three sizes. I splurged. I bought the biggest one. And then he went and got the gift. And imagine, if you can, how shocked I was when here he come with a real nice dog food pan. He went right on explaining, my jaw had hit the floor, that it was right there in the window of the corner hardware store. And it was silver, it was shiny, it was nice size, it was round, and he knew I always got upset with the dog eating off the ground. Then he said I looked a bit surprised, and he asked me why the tears. I told him they were happy ones. It's the best gift I'd had in years. Thank you.
Thanks, Yvonne. I'm sure a few of our homegrown listeners can relate to your story. Well, the mighty Ranger kicked over and is warming up, so I'd better hit the icebreaker trail. Have a great week. If you have a little Christmas shopping to do, please stop by the Homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us. I have plenty of inventory, and operators are standing by. Hoping our happy trails cross soon. I'm R.P. Smith.